Welcome to the Shiur Ramban Parshas HaShavua Parshas Maaseh. The Ramban we saw last night touches on different issues that have halachic import. We spoke last night about the Ramban where he discusses Tevilas Kelim. In the Ramban's opinion that the mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim is a derabbanon. The ambiguity within the Rambam. The Rambam may hold that Tevilas Kelim is derabbanon. He may hold as daraisa. It's hard to understand the different opinions as to what the Rambam means. We spoke a little bit also last night about another halachic issue which the Ramban discusses, not as relevant to us today, but the Ramban's contention that during the first 7 years that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Jews were allowed to consume the non-kosher products of the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael without any restrictions whatsoever. Again, in contrast to the Rambam's opinion, that was a limited dispensation, a limited heter that was given not only to the Jews coming into Eretz Yisrael, but indeed to any Jewish soldiers going out to fight a war. Tonight we're going to see, I'm going to use the term, a famous Ramban, perhaps even more famous than we spoke about last night. Again, as we toyed it out many times, the definition of famous is the source which we know. So this is a famous Ramban, but after tonight everybody here is also going to know that it's a famous Ramban as well, one that has been hotly discussed throughout the ages to this day. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, in Parshas Maaseh, the Pasuk says, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba, you should take over, conquer Eretz Yisrael, and dwell there, settle down there. Ki lochem nosati es ha'aretz l'reshes osa. Because, says Hashem to Klal Yisrael, I've given you this land to be an inheritance. This is your inheritance. This is Eretz Yisrael. This is the place that's for you. So go into the land, conquer it, and settle it. Says the Ramban, Al dati zo mitzvahs asehi. In my opinion, says the Ramban, this is a positive commandment, meaning that it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Now, we'll let the Ramban talk in just a moment, but let's first consider a different way that you might have interpreted this pasuk. Without the Ramban, you might have just said that the pasuk is meant as encouragement to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are right now encamped on the Jordan River, on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They're about to go into Eretz Yisrael in the very near future. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gives them the equivalent of a pep talk. Go do it. You can do it. You know, I don't know if you would say just do it, but you know, whatever it is, it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. You can do it. Cross the Jordan. You can conquer it. You can take over it. You can settle it. In other words, the pasuk could be understood in an encouraging fashion, and in a fashion that's unique to that generation, which was poised to go into Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Ramban, he says, no, this is not just words of encouragement, this is actually a mitzvah. And the mitzvah applies not only to the Jews of that generation, it applies, as we're going to see in a moment, it says the Ramban, to Jews throughout all generations. There's a mitzvah to enter, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and to settle Eretz Yisrael. What is this mitzvah? Yitzave Osam, the pasuk commands Klal Yisrael, Sheyeshvu Ba'aretz, that they have to inhabit Eretz Yisrael, V'yirshu Osa, and they have to take it over, they have to conquer it, Ki hu nesan Elohem, because Hashem has given Eretz Yisrael to them, V'lo yimasu b'nachalas Hashem. And there's a commandment, one of the 613 mitzvahs is that Klal Yisrael should not despise the inheritance of Hashem, i.e. Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean to despise Eretz Yisrael? V'ilu, yalel datom l'leches v'lechbosh Eretz Shinar, o Eretz Ashur v'zulason, u'l'hisyashev shom. Let's say Klal Yisrael were to decide, you know, we don't like a country that sits on the Mediterranean. You know, Eretz Yisrael doesn't do it for us. You know what we'd really like? We'd like to go conquer Iraq. We'd like to go conquer Bavel. We'd like to go conquer Assyria. We'd like to go and conquer those places. And you know what? We're going to make a Jewish settlement there. We're going to make a Jewish settlement there in Bavel, in Ashur, in Iraq, right? To put it in somewhat more modern day terms, if the Jewish people were to decide that we're going to take Uganda and make that into our homeland, and we're going to settle there and forget about Eretz Yisrael. We're just going to take Uganda. It's less complicated, less politics. You know, we don't have to worry about it. So says the Ramban, Yavru al mitzvahs Hashem. That will be a transgression against this mitzvah. Klal Yisrael has to aim to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael specifically, and not to look to make the Jewish homeland, so to speak, in any other country. Now, the Ramban over here is a little, at this point, is a little, the Ramban over here is, in a sense, conflating two things, and we'll have to see as we go through the Ramban. We'll see the parallel comments of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, that he spells out some of these things which are a little unclear right now. So first of all, the Ramban talks about conquering Eretz Yisrael, and he talks about settling Eretz Yisrael. And he kind of puts the two together like there's no difference between the two. But the truth is, of course, as we know, there's a huge difference between those two things. In other words, it's possible to settle Eretz Yisrael without conquering Eretz Yisrael. In other words, just to take an example, the huge aliyah that started to Eretz Yisrael primarily in the 1800s was a settlement of Eretz Yisrael, but it was not a conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Is that what the Ramban's talking about? I guess in theory you could have the opposite as well. In other words, let's say the Jews conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then they decide that they're not going to settle it. We're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be politically under our sovereignty, but we're going to let other people, you know, inhabit Eretz Yisrael. Again, where does that fit in? Are we talking about some kind of mitzvah that's on the rabbim, that's on the community as a whole? Are we talking about some kind of mitzvah that's on the yochid, that's on the individual? Again, from at this point in the Ramban, it's not clear. But as the Ramban goes on and discusses, it becomes more clear, ultimately, that he has all of these things in mind. You know, the mitzvah has multiple parts to it. Umashi hifligu rabuseinu b'mitzvahs hayeshiva b'eretz Yisrael. That which Chazal talk in glowing terms about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, about inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, b'she'osar lotzeis mimeno, and the prohibition against leaving Eretz Yisrael, V'yodunu kimoredes ho'isha she'ino rotze lalos imbalu le'eretz Yisrael. And that which the Gemara says at the end of Ksubos, that if a couple are married and the husband wants to make aliyah and the wife does not want to make aliyah, so that's grounds for divorce, and he can divorce her and they can end the marriage simply over that concept. V'chein ho'ish, and the same in reverse, the woman wants to make aliyah, the husband doesn't want to make aliyah, so she can demand a divorce. So all of that, b'chan nitztovinu b'mitzvah hazo. All of these concepts, the centrality, the importance of settling Eretz Yisrael, the fact that it could be grounds for breaking up a marriage, the prohibition against leaving Eretz Yisrael, all of these concepts which Chazal talk about, says the Ramban, all come from this pasuk. B'chan nitztovinu b'mitzvah hazo. Right? V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. So in these last lines, what the Ramban has just done, without telling us explicitly, is that the Ramban has answered one of the questions we laid out before. Is this a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael as a collective? In other words, we, as a people, have to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael. I mean, as an individual, I'm not conquering anything. I'm not even going to start up with my next door neighbor, you know? I'm not in a position to go and conquer a country, right? Only the community can go, and the nation can go and conquer a country. So I might be inclined to say, this mitzvah has nothing to do with you and me on a personal level. Says the Ramban, no. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael as a collective to conquer Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael as a collective to settle Eretz Yisrael. But there's also a mitzvah, I'll call Yochid B'Yochid. There's a mitzvah on every Jewish person, sounds like both man and woman, to personally make it their business to live in Eretz Yisrael. There's the mitzvah of yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael, yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael, which applies to us as individuals. All of these examples, which the Ramban has just given, the fact that a marriage can be broken up because of a lack of desire of one of the parties to make aliyah, the notion that that there's a tremendous mitzvah of yeshiva b'Eretz Yisrael, that you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, those are all things that apply to the individual. They're not talking about the collective. Ki akosuv hazeh hu mitzvah saseh. This is the mitzvah saseh, this is the positive mitzvah which is being discussed here in the pasuk. And goes on the Ramban to say, by the way, this is not the only time in Chumash that we find this mitzvah saseh presented. You know, there's certain mitzvos which are presented numerous times in Chumash. To take an outstanding example, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, you know, is reiterated numerous times in the Torah. The mitzvah of not worshipping Avodah Zarah is reiterated numerous times in the Torah. Says the Ramban, the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael is also enumerated numerous times in the Torah. He says, "V'yachzir ha-mitzvah hazo b'mekomos rabim." This mitzvah is mentioned in many places. So he gives an example of one of them. We'll see in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, he gives other examples. Bo'u urshu es ha'aretz. Right? We read in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, we're now poised to go into Eretz Yisrael. Bo'u urshu es ha'aretz. Go and inhabit the land. Again, without the Ramban, I would have just read that pasuk as saying that that's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the generation that was about to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar. I wouldn't have thought that that's a mitzvah l'doros for all the future generations. The Ramban apparently understands that no, Boru Shu'es Ha'aretz means you guys and everybody. Everybody, you know, every Jew has this obligation l'dori doros for all the future generations. Avo Rashi Piresh, writes the Ramban, Rashi in contrast on this pasuk gives a different interpretation. He says, V'horashtem es ha'aretz, V'horashtem osam yoshveh ha'oz, V'yishavtem ba, Tuchlu liskayim ba, V'imlav lo suchlu liskayim ba. Rashi says the Ramban gives a different interpretation of the pasuk, one which is not a mitzvah so much as good advice. What's the good advice? V'horashtem es ha'aretz, first conquer the land and clear it out of its current inhabitants, and then you will be able to properly inhabit the land without them getting in your way. So in other words, according to Rashi, the pasuk is telling Klal Yisrael advice as opposed to giving them a mitzvah saseh. Again, according to Rashi, the pasuk would have nothing to do with the mitzvah of making aliyah or conquering Eretz Yisrael or the like. Umashi pirashnu hiho ikar. However, says the Ramban, our interpretation that this is a positive mitzvah from the Torah, one of the Tayyag mitzvahs to conquer, settle, and make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, that is the simple reading of the pasuk, that's the main reading of the pasuk, and Rashi's interpretation, while perhaps true, is a secondary interpretation and doesn't take away from this mitzvah of aliyah as defined in the pasuk. It's not surprising that the Ramban specifically would identify a mitzvah saseh, a positive mitzvah in the Torah, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to settle Eretz Yisrael, and to make aliyah as individuals to Eretz Yisrael, because really that goes in line with not only the Ramban's perspective on Eretz Yisrael, which we've seen in other places in his writings, but also is very much of one piece with the Ramban's own biography. We've seen a number of times already that the Ramban considers the quality of mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael to be fundamentally different and superior to the quality of mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban goes so far as to say that the real place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fulfill mitzvos is Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that we observe mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz, in a sense, says the Ramban, is practice for us to not forget about the mitzvos when we're outside of Eretz Yisrael. But, you know, it's not the real deal, so to speak. In other words, the real deal, the real fulfillment of mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael exclusively. Quoted before, the Rav Aaron Lichterstein's Zatzal would quote his Rebbe, Rav Hutner's Zatzal, that Rav Hutner, acting, if not halachically, then at least hashkafically, based on this Ramban, when he would travel to Eretz Yisrael, if he landed during the daytime, even if he had already put on tefillin in the morning, he would put on tefillin again in the afternoon after arriving in Eretz Yisrael, because he would say, the morning's mitzvah of tefillin was a mitzvah of tefillin outside of Eretz Yisrael. The afternoon's mitzvah of tefillin, while I'm in Eretz Yisrael, is a whole different kind of mitzvah. Halachically, I don't think there's any basis for that. Halachically, if you put on tefillin in the morning and then you go to Eretz Yisrael later, I don't think anyone would suggest you have an obligation to put on tefillin again because you're in Eretz Yisrael now. But al pi hashkafa, Rav Hutner felt that, that again, like along the lines of this Ramban, that the quality of the mitzvah of tefillin, or all the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, is just of a different level. And again, he had a very poetic, spiritual neshama, and he presumably felt, in his heart, that that difference in terms of what he did. The Ramban's own biography, we know, is certainly suffused with love of Eretz Yisrael. When the Ramban won his classic debate against the Meshumud Pablo Cristiani, and the Ramban successfully defended Yiddishkeit against the Christians who forced him to debate this Meshumud, he won two things. There were two things that he won in the debate. Item number one, he was presented with a bag of gold by the king. And item number two, he won the right to be kicked out of Spain. It was an incredible right. He won the debate, so they kicked him out of Spain. So after he was kicked out of Spain, after winning the debate, he made his way to Eretz Yisrael, made his way to Yerushalayim. Those who've been in the old city of Yerushalayim know the famous Ramban Shul. It's the, other than the Kosel, it's the biggest minion factory in the old city. And that Ramban Shul was founded by the Ramban. When the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael in the 1200s, he spent the last 4 years of his life living in Eretz Yisrael. There probably were other places he could have gone when he left Spain that were closer to Spain. He didn't have to go to Yerushalayim. But this was a lifelong dream of the Ramban. All of his writings are suffused with this love of Eretz Yisrael. So that motivated him as an individual to go to Eretz Yisrael at that time as well. So again, it's not so surprising that the Ramban specifically would be the one to say that it's a mitzvah saseh, that it's a positive mitzvah as a yochid, as an individual, to make aliyah, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to settle Eretz Yisrael. That all fits in very well with the Ramban's perspective on Yiddishkeit in general. The other place where the Ramban talks about this idea is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. We know that the Rambam wrote a Sefer in Arabic called the Sefer HaMitzvos, in which the Rambam enumerates what he believes to be the 613 mitzvos in the Torah. The Ramban, who came after the Rambam, wrote critiques of the Sefer HaMitzvos, and he has a whole list of mitzvos that, as he puts it, shochach osam harambam. I'm going to list all the mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to list. Again, obviously the Rambam didn't forget to list any of the mitzvos. It means that the Rambam didn't hold that these are mitzvos. But the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban held that these are mitzvos. The fourth mitzvah saseh, the fourth positive mitzvah, which the Ramban quotes, or which he presents, which he understands as being one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot, is Shenitztovinu Loreshes Haaretz. We were given the commandment to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Asher Nosan Akel Yisborach V'Yisalu Lavoseinu Lavram L'Yitzchok L'Yakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this land to our forefathers. V'lo Nezva B'Yadzu L'Oseinu Min Ha'umos. We're not allowed to abandon Eretz Yisrael in the hands of any of the other nations. Ol Shamima, and we're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael desolate. Right here again, the Ramban adds other components into this mitzvah. We have to build up Eretz Yisrael. We're not allowed to allow Eretz Yisrael, to the extent to which we can, to be in the hands of other nations. And that he says, "V'hu amru lohem." This pasuk which we just quoted, "V'ho rashtem es ha'ores v'yishavtem bo ki lochem nosati es ha'ores loreshes osa." He quotes our pasuk, and then he elaborates a little bit more on what we saw in his commentary on the Chumash. The Ramban holds that this mitzvah is not only mentioned in this pasuk, but in many, many psukim that we have in the Torah itself. Ubo harhoi emori v'al kol shcheinov. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, tells the Dor HaMidbar, come into the mountain of the Emori and to all of its neighbors. By the Meraglim, it says, Alei Resh, go up and conquer Eretz Yisrael. Al Tira v'al Teichas. Don't be afraid. Don't be upset. When Klal Yisrael, under the influence of the Meraglim, don't go into Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Vatamru espi Hashem Elokeichem. You spurned the mitzvah of Hashem, your God. Again, when we read when you and I read the pasuk, I think we usually assume that that's meant for that generation that rejected, you know, Eretz Yisrael based on the Meraglim. The Ramban says no. You know, any time that we refuse to conquer Eretz Yisrael, any time that we refuse to inhabit Eretz Yisrael, we are literally engaging in the same action that the Meraglim engaged in. We're rejecting Eretz Yisrael in that kind of way. Hoysa mitzvah lo yiud v'havtacha. It's a mitzvah to inhabit Eretz Yisrael, not simply a promise or not simply a prediction. Right? So that the Ramban adds to his to his discussion in Chumash. He adds as well, don't mistakenly think that this is a unique mitzvah to eradicate the seven nations from Eretz Yisrael. And again, that would limit the historical applicability of this mitzvah to Yehoshua coming into Eretz Yisrael and conquering the seven nations. No, don't think that that's the case. This mitzvah doesn't merely apply to those seven nations. In fact, the Ramban says if one or more of those seven nations were to make peace with us, we wouldn't be obligated to annihilate them. That's an interesting position, which is the Ramban's position, and this he argues with Rashi. The Ramban is of the opinion that we can offer a peace treaty to the seven nations inhabiting in Eretz Yisrael, and if they accept that peace treaty, there's no need to wage war with them. However, what is necessary, he says, is nistavinu anachnu lavo ba'aretz v'lechbosh hamedinos v'lehoshiv bo shvoteinu. Regardless of whether we do it through conquest or whether we do it through peaceful means, we have the obligation to take over Eretz Yisrael, lichbosh hamedinos, to conquer the states within Eretz Yisrael. Again, it sounds like what he's saying is political sovereignty. We have an obligation to exert political sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael and to enable our shvatim, our tribes, to live there. Right? And he goes on again at some length, you know, to describe the nature of this mitzvah. Classically, this question as to whether there is one of the 613 mitzvahs is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is classically understood to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Yesterday we spoke about other machloksim between the Rambam and the Ramban. Tonight as well, this is one of the more famous debates between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, as we've seen, seems to clearly count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam's omission would seem to indicate that he does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the 613 mitzvahs. That according to him, it's not an obligation. So what does the Rambam do with the psukim? That's not such a big kasha. The Rambam would presumably say that the psukim were told to a specific generation. The Dor HaMidbar had an obligation to go in and conquer Eretz Yisrael. Who says that you and I have an obligation to go in and conquer Eretz Yisrael? Or the psukim are meant as promises. Again, there are many, many other ways you can interpret the psukim, not necessarily like the Ramban. Yeah, but the Ramban also quoted statements from Chazal. I mean, there's no question that Chazal speak in very positive, glowing terms about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, the importance of settling in Eretz Yisrael. And to use one example that the Ramban quoted, the Gemara says that you can even break up a marriage because one of the parties refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the wife wants to go, the husband doesn't, or vice versa. So that's grounds for divorce. So according to the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what do you do with that Gemara? So So I think one of the Rav Moshe's Zatzal articulates this, I think others articulate it as well. The Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not what's called the mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not what's called an obligatory mitzvah. Rather, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that if you do it, it's a positive thing. But you're not necessarily obligated to go out of your way and do it. Right? We have other mitzvahs like that. In other words, not every mitzvah is necessarily something you're obligated in. There's a category of mitzvahs which are positive acts, which are good things to do, but you're not necessarily obligated to do them. The Rabban would say that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, not so different than putting on tefillin. I don't wake up in the morning and say, it'd be nice if I put on tefillin, but the weather's a little schwach. I'm not sure if today's a good day for tefillin. We would look askance at somebody who approached the mitzvah of tefillin in such a manner. But according to the Rambam, at least, according to Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam, that is an appropriate way to look at the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's a nice thing to do, but there may be many other factors that come into play. Again, it's a lot easier to put on tefillin than to drop everything and pick up and move to a different country, even if it's a beautiful country like Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam would say it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a positive mitzvah. It's something that you get schar for. It may be enough of a mitzvah kiyumis to break up a marriage over. In other words, if one of the parties to the marriage says, I really want to perform this mitzvah kiyumis, and the other one says, I don't want to perform this mitzvah kiyumis, okay, so you're not a bad person, but it's grounds enough for us to say we don't want to stay married to one another anymore. But still, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not an absolute obligation in the sense in which, the Ramban understands this idea. Remember years ago hearing from Rabbi Bleich, Shlita on the Rosh Shivat Wayu and on the Upper East Side, he quoted, I never saw it inside, but he quoted, he said, there's a letter from the Nesivas HaMishpat, the famous commentary on Shulchan Aruch, who lived in the early 1800s, or Yaakov of Lisa. There's a letter from the Nesivas HaMishpat where he writes that Klal Yisrael has paskined like the Rambam against this Ramban, just in terms of our practice. In other words, while it's true that it was difficult throughout history for Jews to pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a lot. Before COVID, I would have said it's a lot easier today. Actually, right about now, it's a lot harder to pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael, although I guess if you're ready to make Aliyah, the gates to Eretz Yisrael are still open. That's the one way you can get on a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael today. But, for much of history, it's very, very difficult to go to Eretz Yisrael. But even so, we don't find, says the Nesivos, that the Gedolei Olam necessarily turned their lives upside down to go to Eretz Yisrael. Some did, the Kuzari did, the Ramban did, but those were Yechidim, those were individuals. The average Jew, and even the average Gadol b'Yisrael, stayed in Galus. So what allowed them to stay in Galus? It says the Nesivos, apparently, Klal Yisrael had a Kabbalah, that the Psak was like the Rambam, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And, if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, that means that it's a nice thing to do, but you don't necessarily have to turn your life upside down in order to fulfill this particular mitzvah. The Ramban probably would say you would have to turn your life upside down, in order to fulfill this mitzvah properly. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, for the next two nights, we're going to be learning Pirkei Avos. Okay, we're trying to follow the schedule that we had when we're having shiurim in the house. And Be'ez Hashem, we look forward to learning Pirkei Avos with everybody tomorrow night. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah.